raffle today, buy your tickets to one of the Sheriff's Town representatives, Jeff or go to call for it for your chance to win. You can purchase $3 to $5, $10 to $10, $15 to $20, even $250. Don't stop at the bottom of the 6th inning. Tonight's beneficiary is Children's Advocacy Center. Today's breast catering is provided by Chicken Express. Only the Express centers at the famous Chicken Express. Located in Port Sarasota, Maple Medicine High School in Port Sarasota, Sarasota. Chicken is also in Portland on 181 North of the Bay Area exit. And now it's Texas at 1217 East Main Street and on 14th Street in Kingsville. The chicken is always fresh and you can taste the difference. Call me the Chicken Eats. The Portland Center is also like to take this time to thank tonight's sponsors, KS Davies, Katie Leno, Telemundo, and HEB. Fans, how would you like to win $5,000 worth of groceries? Sign up today for the HEB South Pole jackpot. And the most player hits a home run off the South Pole in the bottom of the 6th inning. One lucky gamble wins $5,000 worth of groceries at HEB. Get a QR code for the video board now.
Please locate one of our friendly ushers or guest services by section 119. We ask that you be courteous to the people around you. Don't disrupt your neighbor with disrespectful or hostile behavior.
Fans are welcome to keep out of the house for 2 years, but we want to remind you to keep ahead. Or B, up the balls at bat that might leave the place for you. We now invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ball game.
Jeremy Alonso. And third at first base, number 4, Luis Cabrera.
14, Colin Drake. Batting in third baseman, number 12, Austin Deming. Batting 6, left fielder, number 9, Colin Carter. Batting 7, right fielder, number 10, Logan Crane. Batting 8, center fielder, number 5, Orlando Espinosa. Batting 9, that's second base, number 3, Pascal Valera. And on the mound from your Corpus Christi Hooks, number 41, Joey Manski.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Way back in April, the Rock Hounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks took this very diamond on the fifth day of April 2024 in the opening game of the 2024 season. Now we close this campaign, the regular year anyway, the Hounds and the Hooks one more time at Whataburger Field. 137 games into this season, the Rock Hounds have some franchise history for which they will again bid today. They were denied last night on Austin Deming's walk-off home run, a two-run drive in the bottom of the ninth inning. Corpus Christi winning by the score of 3-1 in front of a really good crowd here at Whataburger Field. And so it's been a tough year for the Hooks, but of course, this is, hey, it's double-A baseball. It's a pretty level playing field. When you get right down to it, day in and day out, and the Hooks had a terrific ball game last night with the walk-off win. Final score, again, was 3-1. A really well-pitched game, by the way, for the Hooks. Miguel Ulloa set the franchise strikeout record for a single season. And how about, boy, Rockhounds left-hander Will Johnston. He goes five innings, strikes out 10 batters in last night's ball game. gave up just the one run, a solo home run by Luis Encarnacion, who has been really hot. Johnston was outstanding in his second double-A start. So, a couple of things on the line. The Rockhounds need a win to set franchise history. They would be the winningest team in a regular season in the franchise's 53 years, 52 seasons, thank you very much. They would pass the 2015 Rockhounds in wins and would pass the 75 Cubs. By the way, both of those teams were league champions, the Cubs co-champs in 75 and the 15 Rockhounds. That was the second of the four-peat. The 75 Cubs have the best winning percentage in franchise history. The Rockhounds, with a win, would pass them both. They have already equaled, of course, the 2015 Rockhounds. And, man, that is some kind of milestone in itself. That was a spectacularly good team. The Hounds are now even with the Frisco Rough Riders for the league's best overall record coming into play today. The Rough Riders, by the way, boy, you think it's been a tough season? Yeah, it's been a tough season for Corpus Christi, and we know that can happen any year. Cast of characters changes, so much changes in a minor league season from year to year. For Amarillo, it's been a fairly frustrating year. They are 20 games under 500. But in the last weekend of the season at Hodgetown, on Friday and Saturday night, the Frisco Rough Riders have outscored the Sod Poodles 33-6. That would be a lopsided football score. 33-6. 15-5 on Friday and 18-1 last night. So with the Rockhounds falling to Corpus, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, who will meet beginning Tuesday in the Texas League South Division title series, both teams on the year 83-54. By the way, you look at the top four teams in the league. Again, the Hounds and Frisco, 83-54, flat-footed tie 137 games in. In the North, Arkansas is 79-57 overall, Springfield 79-58. So the top four have been just tight as a drum, really all the way through the season in the North and virtually all of it in the South Division. So the Rockhounds, and by the way, everybody plays this afternoon. Frisco and Amarillo will start at 1:05 as well. So we have a pretty good idea, perhaps, on what the Rough Riders will do. Won't change the playoff structure, of course, with the Hounds and the Riders ready to go, the Travelers and the Cardinals as well on Tuesday. But still, league's best record and franchise history on the line. Won't be an easy task for the Rockhounds today. They will face Joey Mancini, who has been off the charts good for the Hooks. And Domingo Robles will get the start for the Rockhounds. And I whipped on that last night. I should have been aware of that, as Domingo did not pitch last night. So the left-hander to the mound for the Hounds, really good pitching matchup this afternoon. Let's take you downstairs now from Corpus Christi for the Star-Spangled Banner. Thank you. So for Corpus Christi and the Rockhounds, the regular season will end, as we said, right where it began at Whataburger Field. Rockhounds head for home, of course, after the game. Hooks will, well, they will pack it up for this 24 season. The Hounds will host Frisco, and that'll be game one of the Texas League South Division Championship Series Tuesday evening, 6:30 at Rocky Town. I'll tell you more about that game coming up. That's the best of three series, and it begins on Tuesday. Joey Mancini and Domingo Robles, a really good pitching matchup Sunday afternoon at the beach. Kick back, relax, my friends. How about we take you out to the ballgame? There's still a lot on the line with nine innings or so of baseball remaining. Hounds and Hooks are coming up. First pitch after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Heat index has arrived here this afternoon. We have cloudy conditions in Corpus Christi. Field is entirely in shadows. Have a raindrop or two off and on. Nothing major at this point, but a little bit of precip in the area. The thermometer says 86, and the heat index says 101. And yeah, it is. Boy, the heat index is accurate, I do believe. Denzel Clark will lead it off. And by the way, there is virtually no breeze in this ballpark. And I mentioned that. That is really unusual. Had that on opening day of this series as well. So no breeze. It's humid. It's hot. Let's play baseball. Here is Denzel Clark. Here is Joey Mancini. And the first pitch of this ball game is bounced foul up the third baseline. 0-1. Denzel in center field leading it off. Brennan Malone, again, the DH, batting number two. Brennan Malone, the designated hitter. They combined to drive in the Hounds' only run of the game last night. First two batters up. Hounds didn't get much after that. Here's a swing and a miss. Mancini with a pitch up and a swinging strike two. No balls, two strikes to Denzel. Will Simpson will bat third and play the three spot. Will Simpson is the first baseman. Shane McGuire behind the plate this afternoon. He'll bat cleanup. McGuire is the catcher. Brian Buelvas back in the lineup. Been a while for Brian. He last played on September 4th. He's back in the lineup batting fifth in left field. Brian Buelvas. Pitch from Mancini, and Denzel, boy, really reached for that. Protect the outside corner and maybe a bit beyond, and punches it foul first base side, 1-2. Jack Winkler will bat fifth. He is the, check me, sixth. He is the shortstop, batting sixth, playing the sixth spot. Henry Bolte in right field, batting seventh. Henry in right. 0-2 pitch second time. Mancini delivers just outside for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Jordan Groshans at third base batting eighth. Jordan Groshans is at third. And Uribiel Angele is the second baseman batting ninth. Uribiel rounds it out. Well, he's had a good series. Stretch by Mancini. 1-2 pitch. And Denzel punches one right side. Base hit. Well, what a good AD against the, again, for the second straight night, just a, or game, I should say. A Hooks pitcher who just doesn't give up many hits at all. Mancini in 72 and two-thirds innings. That's his 50th base hit allowed. Denzel, by the way, now has 8 hits this season against Corpus. He has 3 in the last, well, in yesterday's game and today, so he has 3 in about the last 10 innings. Here's Brennan Malone now, right-handed hitter. Denzel the lead. He's running on the first pitch. It's taken up and away. Here's the throw by Price. It's high and a stolen base for Denzel Clark. Holding that glove on him is Orocho. That's smart. Apparently Denzel may be a little bit awkward into the bag or whatever Orocho saw. Kept that tag on the body of Denzel, but he's got the stolen base. One ball and no strikes. So D with a double to lead off the game yesterday. Single and a steal here. Officially his 34th. Stretch and pitch to Malone. Didn't mean to. He turns into the pitch and fouls it back. It's 1-1. Clark, Malone, and Simpson, the leadoff three for the Rockhounds. McGuire, Buelvas, and Winkler in the middle of the order. And Bolte, Groshans, and Angeles round it out. against right-hander Joey Mancini. Long look at the runner. Boy, a long look by Mancini. Still looking at Denzel. Now turns and comes, and this is inside for a ball. Well, I'm sure there's no stat for it, but, man, that was about as long a look out at second base as I can remember. I mean, Mancini, it was almost a stare down again. He's looking right at Denzel. Now turns, comes to the plate, delivers up and away for a ball, 3-1. Mancini, 5-3. Earned run average with the hooks has been outstanding, 1.73. And the other numbers really right along with it. His whip is barely over 1, 1.06 whip. Opposition hitting 190 against him, but Denzel with a base hit to start this game. Denzel running again, pitches a check swing and the throw, and no way they're going to get him, and a stolen base again for Denzel. Boy, Rockhound's cranking it up. Denzel with his 35th stolen base of the season. Count is 3-2 to Brendan Malone. Full count, one man down. Denzel's covered in dirt as he walks off third base with taking the lead. Runner at third, nobody down. Brennan waits, 3-2 count. Stretch and pitch by Mancini, fouled straight back to the screen, 3-2. Mancini has faced the Rockhounds twice. In each case, he was the second guy in a piggyback start. He's gone 9 innings, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts, not including the single by Denzel, who has now added a couple of stolen bases. Stretch and pitch by the right-hander. That ball drilled, but it's foul down the left field side. Boy, Mancini's pitch was absolutely tagged by Malone, but it was foul. Count stays full, 3-2, with Will Simpson on deck. And Hounds got on the board in the first inning last night, and Miguel Ulloa really settled in after that. Again, Will Johnston outstanding for the Hounds. 10 strikeouts, career high. 3-2, second time, Malone waits. Pitch from Mancini, and up to inside, ball 4. Mancini, very similar to Ulloa in that, again, gives up very, very few base hits. Is a fairly high-volume strikeout guy. His strikeout total, nothing like Ulloa, who's well over a hit per inning. Mancini, a little under a hit per inning on Ks. 28 walks against 65 strikeouts. So about a 2-1 ratio with change. But even with that 1.06 whip, that'll tell you, man, he is tough to hit. Here's Will Simpson, first and third, nobody out. Pitch to Will. Fouled away, right side off into the corner, 0-1. Well, Will finally failed to reach base as a member of the Rockhounds last night. That was the first time in 17 games since donning the Hounds uniform. Will at 375, couple of home runs, one in this series, and 8 driven in. First and third, nobody out. Right-handed hitter waits. Mancini's pitch, and that's popped foul off to the right. Well, we have our first seagull spotting of this series. It used to be almost out of control at times in this ballpark. 2 seagulls wandering in shallow right center field. Just wandering, not flying. They're walking on the grass. Here's the 0-2 stretch. It is the beach. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-2. Long time ago, apparently the fertilizer that they used in the early days of this ballpark, apparently the seagulls thought that was just the tastiest stuff they'd ever had. And, man, there were seagulls on the outfield grass was very common. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Will sends one to third base, Denzel, and that ball will kick off the glove of the third baseman, Deming, into left field. Denzel would have scored anyway. Simpson will get an RBI. We'll see how that'll be scored. Boy, really charged it, but could not come up with a play. So run will score. Now will go as an error on the third baseman, Deming. So it'd be an RBI for Will Simpson. Again, Denzel got a good jump. He was going to score anyway. So it's an E5, first and second. Still nobody out with a run across. That run will be earned. Pitch up high for a ball. And Shane McGuire stands in 1-0. The Rockhounds on top of this ball game early, as they were last night. Denzel again scoring after leading off the ball game. Swinging a hard hit ball up the middle, a base hit by Shane McGuire. That's going to load the bases. That was sharply hit. Center fielder Espinosa got there in a hurry. So no chance for Malone to score, but a sharp single up the middle. And Brendan Malone has now reached base in 12 consecutive games, and he loads the bases. That was a sharp base hit against Mancini. That'll bring up Brian Bolvas again in for the first time since the fourth day of September. Brian, right-handed hitter. Comes in at 252. He's on a fairly nice little stretch. And he was sidelined while running the bases. So he's been out almost 2 weeks, a swing and a foul straight back, and it's 0-1, but back in and getting a chance to hit some ABs before the playoffs begin. Well, the Hounds again, as they did yesterday, the 1-0 lead early on in this game. Bases are loaded, and there is still nobody out. Single for Clark, two steals, a walk to Brendan Malone, the error, and then the sharp single by McGuire. Bolvas waits, 0-1 count. Pitch swung on and bounced foul wide at third. Count is 0-2. RBI for Will Simpson is his ninth. An 0-2 count to Bolvas with Jack Winkler waiting on deck. Long set, 0-2 pitch by Mancini. That's way up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. The Hounds, as they did yesterday against Uliola, that was back-to-back doubles to start the game. Couple of base hits here in the first inning against Mancini. And again, you take a page and a lesson from Uliola's performance yesterday. If you get a chance against guys who have been so tough to hit, you really need to take advantage. Pitch a chopper up the middle, and that's going to be handled at second base. And throw to first for a double play. Run will score. Ball was bounced toward the bag. Orocho, the shortstop, ranged to his left, stepped on the bag through the first for the easy double play. So that's a 6-3 double play. Run scores. Now Malone comes across. Runner at third base with two men down. So the Hounds score on a double play. Inning should now be over with the error, of course, factored in. And the batter is Jack Winkler with a runner at third and two men down. 2-0 Rockhounds early on. Backup pitch and a good one from Mancini for a called strike, 0-1. Jack Winkler, 225, 8 home runs, 57 driven in. He's second on the team in ribbies. Swings and sends one out to second base. Couple of hops, but it's handled by Ferreira as the throw to first base is in time. So the error does come back to haunt a little bit in this inning. Rockhounds get two runs, two base hits, one error, a walk, and a man left on base. Now the Rockhounds, in pursuit of a couple of lofty goals, take the 2-0 lead early in this ball game. So to the bottom of the first we go in Corpus Christi. It's the Rockhounds 2, and against left-hander Domingo Robles, it's the Corpus Christi Hooks coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Left-hander Domingo Robles to the mound, facing left-handed hitting Zach Cole in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch is a high strike right down the middle, 0-1 from Domingo. Zach Cole, who has been the DH, he's been in a DH role better part of the last month or so for the Hooks. Jeremy Orocho on deck. He is the shortstop. Pitch to the outside corner, just missed. One ball and one strike to count. Orocho, the shortstop, batting second. Luis Encarnacion, boy, he is having himself a series. He is the number three hitter and playing the three position. Backup pitch from Robles misses inside. Two balls and one strike. So Encarnacion, first baseman, will bat third. He has four home runs in, what, 10 games for the Hooks, and has three home runs in this series. Robles delivers right down the middle. Cole taking all the way, and the count is 2-2. Colin Price again catching. He's caught every game in this series. Boy, that is a long week at the baseball office. 2-2 pitch from Domingo. Breaking ball down and away. Ball three. 3-2. Austin Deming, last night's hero, with a walk-off two-run home run in the ninth inning. He'll bat fifth and play the five spot. Austin Deming. 3-2 from Robles. Swung on and fouled back. Do it again with a full count. That one banged into the press box just to our left. Colin Barber batting sixth in left field. Colin Barber is in left. Ah, good fan giving that baseball to the young fan. Logan Cerny batting seventh in right field. Cerny in right. Pitch swung on and missed. Good fastball down the middle. And Domingo doesn't throw overly hard. That was 89 miles an hour, but Cole could not catch it. And he is out on strikes. One man down in the bottom of the first inning. Here is Jeremy Orocho, switch hitting shortstop. Bottom of the order, Rolando Espinosa will bat eighth and play the eighth position. Espinosa is in center field. Domingo's pitch rolled out towards second base. Angeles charges, makes the play, sets up, throws, and got him. And Orocho, a guy that you really want to keep off base. Really good base runner, but he bounces out there. Two up, two down for Encarnacion. Pascanel Ferreras rounds it out. He's batting 90 as the second baseman. Pascanel Ferreras in the ninth spot. Encarnacion hitting 256 in 10 games. He's 10 for 39. Four of his 10 hits, 40% of his hits as a hook, have left the ballpark. We've seen three of them, and they left the ballpark in a hurry. Pop up, right side, drifting toward the seats in foul territory, and Will Simpson out of room. Well, not by much, but on the other side of the screen, that ball drops into about maybe row two and a half. 0-1 to Encarnacion. Cole, Orocho, and Encarnacion leading it off. Price, Deming, and Barber in the middle of the order. And Cerny, Espinosa, and Ferreras rounded out for the Hooks. Bottom of the first inning, Hounds lead 2-0. Robles delivers up high for a ball, one ball and one strike. Colin Price on deck. Little tiny bit of breeze kicking up, but boy, not very much at all. Very unusual. Pitch by Domingo bends over the plate, but down low for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Mentioned a cloud cover pretty well socked in all the way around, so not much direct sunshine to be found this afternoon. Two balls, one strike, and Robles with a pitch. Up and away for a ball, 3-1. Now, dangerous count here to a guy who's swinging the bat, you know, would have a ton of confidence. Domingo, that high set. Longer hold this time, hands drop down, then back up. Delivery swung on, popped in the air, shallow right field. Angeles over, makes the call, and Uribiel gloves it for the out. So a strikeout and a couple of very routine outs for Domingo Robles in the bottom half of the first inning. And so the Hounds get out on top as they did in last night's game. And after one inning of play in Corpus Christi, it's the Rockhounds 2 and the Hooks nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
On the final day of the 2024 Texas League regular season, we welcome you to Corpus Christi. Say it so very often, but it is so very true. Anytime you have a minor league season, all you can hope for is to, best thing is to be in contention. If you're in contention with, say, a couple of weeks to go in any half, I think that's all you can really ask for. Beyond that, it's gravy, but it's pretty doggone tasty gravy. So the Rockhounds with extra baseball here in 2024. Again, Hounds in Frisco, set to go on Tuesday evening. Right-hander Winston Santos expected for the Rough Riders. The Rockhounds will go with Mason Barnett in Game 1 and then Jack Perkins Thursday night in Frisco in Game 2. Both teams listing Game 3 as a TBA. Speaking of pitching, mentioned it briefly last night, but it is important. James Gonzalez back with the Hounds. He's been such a huge part of the rotation this season, went up to Las Vegas for a game that was by design. Jake Garland came to the Hounds by design for one game, so Jake got a little extra baseball before his season packs up. And, in fact, he got a win in his Double-A debut. We go to the top of the second inning, and Henry Bolte leads it off. Right-handed hitter. He's the right fielder. Takes on the outside corner from Joey Mancini, 0-1. Well, the Hounds got on the board in the first inning in last night's game, but did not get back the rest of the way. Pitch high and away for a ball, 1-1. But they took advantage of a couple of base hits and, in fact, of an error. And scored two runs in the first inning. Henry takes, and that's a breaking pitch to the outside edge. And the count, 1-2. Jordan Groshans and Uribiel Angeles will follow, bottom third of the order in the top half of the second inning. And Henry, a swing and a miss, and he is quickly dispatched by Joey Mancini. First strikeout of the game for the Hooks right-hander. So Henry out on strikes, one away. And the batter is Jordan Groshans.
Third baseman, number 19, Jordan Groshans.
233 with the Hounds, couple of home runs and 18 runs driven in. Had an ejection last night discussing balls and strikes. It was kind of not delayed, but an after-the-fact ejection. Takes down and away 1-0. Ejected to a borderline pitch, to be honest. And then when he was going his way back to third base, apparently said something and was ejected. Chopper to short, handled by Orocho. Sets up and throws, and one hopper is handled easily for the out. Two up, two down. Here's Uribiel Angeles. Uribiel, Rockhound second baseman. Had a terrific series. He's 4-for-7. A double, his first double-A home run, which was a solo shot. He scored a couple of runs and on base in 5 out of 8 plate appearances. I'd say that's a pretty good series. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. And Rebeal with that good performance, kind of breaking out of a mini slump, sends one into shallow right field, and that ball going to hang up just enough, and Cerny will get there for the out. So a 1-2-3 inning for Mancini, again, very similar to what Uliola did in last night's ball game. Hounds got to him in the first and went nothing the rest of the way. 1-2-3 this time for Joey Mancini, and we go to the bottom half of the second inning. It's the Rockhounds 2 and the Hooks nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards, When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Middle third of the order for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Colin Price leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Domingo Robles delivers high and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Austin Deming, who walked it off last night, is on deck, and Colin Barber will follow in the second. Left-hander's pitch swung on pop high in the air, shallow center field. Denzel coming in. Looks like he has his sights on it, and he will glove it for the out. So Colin Price pops out to shallow center field. One man down in the second inning. The batter is Austin Deming. One man on, nobody out last night. Drove the ball out of the ballpark. Walk-off home run. Again, second straight night that looks at a terrific crowd on hand, as they had on Friday as well under fireworks night. Takes down an little check swing. Did he go? He did not. One ball, no strikes. And so you get the, that's just the ideal. You got a big crowd, you get a walk-off. And the Hook certainly got that last night on the home run by this guy, Austin Deming. Seven home runs for the Hooks. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's two balls, no strikes. Seven home runs in just 29 games. 258 the batting average since coming up from Advanced Day Asheville. Pitched by Robles. Inside, almost got him. Three balls, no strikes. Hounds, two, Hooks, nothing in the bottom of the second inning. Low and away the target from Shane McGuire. Pitch from Robles, and that is drilled foul. And way out in front of that pitch did Deming, and the count, three balls and a strike. Hounds have him shaded solidly to pull in the infield, particularly with third baseman Jordan Groshans. Andy Reveal on Hales, mopping the brow, can't blame him, shading towards second. 3-1 pitch, and up high for ball four. So one on with one man down. Deming draws the walk, and Colin Barber will be the batter, left-hander hitting left fielder. Domingo Robles, 7-2 with a 2.90 ERA. His 21st appearance, 13th as a starter. Again, he has not yielded a lot of hits. 63 hits in 80 and two-thirds coming in. 22 walks against 83 strikeouts. Right out of just over a strikeout per inning. Foul straight back off the bat of Colin Barber. Deflected off the headgear, I think, of Shane McGuire. 0-1 the count, one on and one man down. Bottom of the second. Jordan Groshans, who had been shading the line a moment ago, is now basically the third baseman playing shortstop. Runner goes, pitch is swung on and pop foul out of play. So Deming was running. Yeah, Austin isn't not a little kid at all. He's a big guy, but he can run a little bit. 6 feet, 210. With some power, he's stolen five bases in six attempts, including one last night. 0-2 count, he was running on that pitch. Left-hander on the mound. Looks like he got a pretty good jump, though. Long set by Domingo. Breaking pitch, and that is hammered in the air to deep right field. Going back is Henry Bolte. He's still back. He's out of room. That ball is gone. Colin Barber on an 0-2 pitch. Ties this ball game. The walk to Austin Deming, and Colin Barber follows it with a two-run home run. It's his eighth of the year. RBI is 26 and 27. And just that quickly, this ball game all tied up. Boy, very similar to yesterday. Rockhound scored. It was one in the first inning yesterday. Get two in this one. And not much later, Luis Encarnacion tied it last night at one. Stayed that way till the ninth inning. Hooks tie it in the second inning this afternoon. Logan Cerny swings and pops one up right side. Angeles looks at that on the outfield grass, now backpedals and will glove it. So pop out to second base, but two runs across on the two-run home run by Colin Barber. And the air, of course, is really heavy here. Right field is not necessarily overly friendly for home runs. It's not that it's impossible at all. No, that ball was really well hit and got out of here to the power alley or close to it in right center. Pitch down and into Espinosa for ball one. Rolando hitting 225 with 10 home runs and 39 runs driven in. And the hooks have evened this ball game up at two apiece in inning number two. Domingo's pitch is popped up. That'll get back and out of play. Right over our heads, I think. Yep. Bounces on the roof behind us. Count one ball, one strike. Hooks, of course, closing out their season. Rockhounds not only are not closing the year, they've got some business they'd like to take care of. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-1. Espinosa at the plate, Pascanel Ferreres, number 9 hitter, is in the on-deck circle for Corpus Christi. Two men down in the inning and a two-ball, one-strike count. Espinosa, right-handed hitter, sends one back up the middle. Anales makes the play, sets up quickly, throws and got him. Made that play behind the bag right on the edge of the grass. Well, it was shading that way a little bit and in time to get Espinosa. But Colin Barber goes deep. Two runs on a walk and the two-run Colin Barber home run. And we are all even up. We go to the top half of the third inning. And after two complete, Hounds two, Hooks two.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third, top of the order for the Rockhounds. Denzel Clark will lead it off. Second straight day, he has reached base and scored to start the ball game. So D will lead it off, then Brendan Malone and Will Simpson against Joey Mancini. Denz one just off the inside corner for ball one, 1-0. Denzel a single, stole second, stole third, and then scored. Takes a strike on the inside edge here. It's one ball and one strike from Mancini. Joey, 15th round choice by the Astros out of Boston College. Liberty nubbed foul off the end of the bat. One ball and two strikes. Selected in the 2022 draft. He's only 23. Boy, he's having a season that will certainly get you noticed. He's very strong at Asheville to start the season, but he's been even better since coming up to the Hooks. 1-2 to Denzel. Right-handed hitter waits. Takes just outside for a ball. Crowd thought that got there. Looked a little up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Mancini, no wind-up motion. Fairly compact. Delivers. Breaking ball. Got him. Swing and a miss. Now Denzel out on strikes. One away here in the third. And this game very similar so far to last evening's ball game. Brendan Malone walked and scored his first time up. Brendan at 278 as he steps to the plate. With that base on balls, reaching base in eight straight. Swings fly ball straightaway center field, drifting over with plenty of time and room as Espinosa waits and gloves it. So first pitch swing, Malone got a pitch he liked, but skies out to center field fairly shallow. Two men down for Will Simpson. Will reached on an error, did get an RBI for it. In the first inning, ball to kind of hit the heel of the glove of Austin Deming. He charged to try to make the play. Nobody on and two men down. Pitch to Will. Outside corner at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Shane McGuire would be next for the Hounds in the third. All tied up at two. Dumps this one foul at the plate. Count goes 0-2 very quickly to the Hounds' first baseman. And again, second verse, same as the first. Last night and tonight, Hounds with a run in the first inning and the Books equalize on a home run shortly thereafter. It's a swing and a miss, and Will up and right back down on strikes. So, boy, Mancini, this is really very similar to last night as he gave up some damage in the first, but he has come back and retired eight consecutive batters and getting nine outs with them. We'll go to the bottom half of the third in Corpus Christi. The Rockhounds 2 and the Hooks 2.
It's Game 5 of the 2017 Texas League Championship Series. Jorge Mateo is the game's first batter. He reaches on an error and scores. It would be the only run of the game. The RBI, fittingly, came on a single off the bat of Theo Sergi Rosa. The Rockhounds had 36 ribbies in the 2017 postseason. Theo had 16 of them. Simply put, the four-peat would not have happened without it. The Drillers averaged 5.5 runs per game at home, and they led the league with 168 home runs, 102 of them at One Oak Field. 34 batters came to the plate for Tulsa in that game. Every one of them had the chance to tie or give the Drillers the lead. James Nail, who was brilliant in big games in his Rockhounds career, pitched 6 shutout innings, and the bullpen was nearly perfect over the last three. Kyle Finnegan saved all three games in Tulsa, with a final out of Game 5 coming with a tying run on base in the ninth. Tulsa had been 20-2 at home before dropping 3 straight to the Hounds in the title series. The Drillers averaged 5.5 runs per game at home. They scored a total of 3 runs in Games 3, 4, and 5 combined. The Rockhounds' team ERA in the title series was 0.67. And in games that would have ended their season, the Rockhounds went 6-0. The last of those 6 wins made Texas League history.
Every time I think back about that 2017 championship series at Tulsa, we mentioned it in our audio scrapbook right there. Kyle Finnegan closed 3 games in 3 nights. That probably would not happen now. Sure, any team would allow a guy to pitch 3 straight days anymore. Swinging a foul straight back as Pascanel Ferreras leads off the third against Domingo Robles. Top of the order, Zach Cole and Jeremy Orocho will follow. Ball game at the bottom of the third, tied at 2. Robles delivers way outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike from the left-hander. Domingo, again, 2.90 ERA. He has not seen a lot of Corpus Christi, but the Hooks have been a little rough on him. Again, have a 2-run home run in this game. Good backdoor pitch called strike. Well, that snapped over the outside corner, 1-2. He's 1-1 against the Hooks with a 5.79 earned run average. And they have really been, as they have been in this game, really effective against him. A swing and a foul back, 1-2. A number that really almost makes no sense whatsoever. Domingo's whip
And again, it's a really small sample size, I understand. But his whip against the hooks is 1.07, and his ERA is almost 6. Well, they have taken great advantage of any base runners. A swing and a miss down and away, and Perez is out on strikes. Second strikeout for Domingo Robles, and here is Zach Cole. He struck out to start the bottom of the first inning.
Zach Cole.
So Zach Cole, the batter. Again, a walk and a two-run home run in this game for Corpus Christi. So, again, a similar pattern against Robles. A swing and a foul away. Oh, boy, that comes crashing into the side of the ballpark just off to our left. No balls and a strike. Zach Cole, left-handed hitter. It's a backup pitch that just missed inside. One ball and one strike. Jeremy Orocho on deck. Left-handed hitter up there. So, again, Jordan Groshans, the third baseman, is flat out playing shortstop. Jack Winkler shading toward the bag at second. A backdoor breaking or backup breaking pitch. Swung on and missed. 1-2. Cole at 217. Right stance, hands held high, stretching pitch by Robles right down the middle, called third strike. Well, Zach Cole struck out all four times last night. He struck out twice in this ball game, and man, that one was just right down the middle. So quickly, two men out, and here is Jeremy Orocho, bounced out to second his first time up. Swung in the first pitch he saw and bounced out to second. Groshans even with a bag at third base now against the right-handed hitter. Pitch inside corner, called strike at the knees, 0-1. Orocho switch hitter at 215. Draws a good share of walks, has 33 steals. Robles with the pitch. Outside corner, boy, working both sides of the plate really nicely there. And a quick 0-2 count on Orocho. Luis Encarnacion on deck. And, man, if you have to face that guy at all, you'll want it to be with the bases loaded. Or, excuse me, empty. Sorry, Domingo. Let's see if I make that empty. Chopper to shortstop. Charging. Winkler makes the play at the shoe top. Slips to first for the out. Nice play by Jack Winkler. And this time the hooks go in order in the third inning. The Hounds got a couple, really manufactured a couple of runs in the first inning. The Hooks got a two-run home run in the second. We'll give you some totals in a moment. We're through three innings of the regular series and regular season finale, and it's the Rockhounds 2 and the Hooks 2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Shane McGuire to lead it off. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Shane, then Brian Welvas and Jack Winkler. It's right-hander Joey Mancini, a 2-2 tie, top of the fourth. Backdoor pitch, a beautiful breaking ball. Got there for a called strike, 0-1. Rockhounds, as they did yesterday, a lead in the first inning, scored twice in this one. Denzel Clark again lighting the fuse, pitched down and into the shoe tops. One ball, one strike. Denzel singled
to right field to start the game after getting down 0-2, by the way. Stole second, stole third. Brendan Malone walked. Pitch way up high for a ball here. It's 2-1. Denzel scored on an error by third baseman Austin Deming. Shane McGuire lined a single, and the Hounds scored after loading the bases, scored on a double play to take a 2-0 lead. Pitch high, ball 3-1. Hooks tied it in much simpler fashion. Deming walked with one out in the second. Colin Barber going on an 0-2 pitch. Two-run home run to right. Shane McGuire takes high, ball 4. Again, those pitches not all that close, but he's a guy who is just terrific with his strike zone judgment. Shane now, as this season is in his final 6 innings, regular year anyway, 51 strikeouts, 45 walks, and he is on base with nobody out here in the 4th inning. And here's Brian Buelvas, bounced into the double play his first time. Run did score on the double play. Swing and a miss. First pitch he sees, 0-1. Yeah, and Brian, first time up in 11 days. Facing a guy who has been outstanding, Mancini again with that 1.73 ERA. 1.06 whip and a 190 opponent average. 18th game, 9th as a starter, swinging a foul back, and it's quickly 0-2. It is not a set deal for certain, but Jose Flaherty would be the piggyback starter if they utilize one this afternoon. Makes sense. Utilized the bullpen pretty heavily the last 2 days. It swung on, drilled into left field. It's a base hit for Buelvas. What a nice swing that was. Ball is really well handled on a hop by left fielder Colin Barber, guy who hit the two-run home run a couple of innings ago. That ball was hard hit toward the corner. Took a big high bounce. I don't know if we'll get a second look at it, but Buelvas, and he's going to be lifted now for a pinch runner. So Caden Trinkle will pinch one for Brian Buelvas, but a really strong base hit to left field, and that was on an 0-2 pitch. So Caden Trinkle is the base runner. Shane McGuire on at second. So Caden will undoubtedly stay in the game, play left field. And Buelvas came up hobbling a little bit while running the bases back on September 4th. And so has not played since. So I imagine just get him in a nice AB and don't risk anything on the base paths. Here's Jack Winkler, 2-1 and nobody down. Jack swings ground ball to shortstop, and that should be 2. Flip to second for 1 on to first. Easy double play. 6-4-3. Well, it was sharply hit once Orocho got to it. That was really tailor-made. So Rockhounds have bounced into 2 double plays in this ballgame, advancing to third is McGuire, but that's a trade-off the Hooks will gladly take. Runner at third with 2 down, and the batter is Henry Bolte. Jack hit it sharply, but right at the shortstop. Henry Bolte, a strikeout victim his first time. Mancini comes set and delivers. That ball hard hit, and a base hit to left field. Henry Bolte breaks the tie with a line drive to left. Henry Bolte, RBI number 21 with the Rockhounds, and that is a tiebreaker in a ball game that, well, for the Hooks, of course, they're playing it out. For the Rockhounds, they are doing a little more than that. They have only a couple of bits of business, and I know they are, I mean, it's front and center in the mind of Gregorio Petit and the guys. Trying to make franchise history and trying to get no worse than a share of the best record in the Texas League for the year. Henry with a base hit. He's on. Let's see if he's going here. Batter is Jordan Groshans. Bolte to lead. Not going. Pitch to Jordan. Down low. Ball 1-1. Ball no strikes. Hounds lead 3-2. Jordan bounced out to shortstop his first time up. Right-handed hitter. Bolte takes the lead. Not going. Pitch to Jordan. Swung on. Sent back up the middle. That's a line drive. Base hit. And again, against a guy who normally does not give up a lot of hits at all. Rockhounds with a couple of singles there. Have 3 base hits in the inning. And now 5 for the ball game. And the batter will be Eusebio Angeles with Denzel Clark on deck. First and second, two men down. Eusebio flew out to right field his first time up. Right hand hitting second baseman. Again, Mancini, a long look at the runner, comes to the plate, and a backup delivery is fouled away by Angeles, and the count is 0-1 to Eusebio. Leadoff walk, Shane McGuire, base hit by Buelvas toward left field. Jack Winkler bounced into the double play, but Henry Bolte breaks the tie with a line drive to left, and Jordan Groshans with a single, two on, two out. And Mancini, boy, a long look at that runner. Runner goes. Pitch is taken up high. Here's the throw. That's up high. It's a stolen base for Henry Bolte. Rockhounds doing some running on this Sunday afternoon. Third stolen base of the game. Denzel Clark swiping a couple in the first inning, and Henry Bolte steals third. Pitch was up high. Count is one ball, one strike. First and third, two men down. Angeles with a 1-1 count. Mancini from the belt. Delivery's on backup middle hit. Almost hit. The pitcher going to be handled near the bag by the second baseman, Ferreres. He'll step on the bag for the out. Well, Eusebio hit it sharply right back up the middle. But again, the iPad takes a lot of those away anymore, and it took that one away. The Rockhounds get a run. It's one run on three base hits. No errors. Two men are left on base. Well, the Hounds breaking the tie. A lot on the line this Sunday afternoon in Corpus Christi, Texas. We go to the bottom half of the fourth. It's the Rockhounds 3, the Hooks 2.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Luis Encarnacion leads it off, and well, this guy has been so dangerous in this series. Pitch by Domingo Pactor, breaking pitch, snaps over the outside corner, called strike 0-1. Encarnacion popped out to second his first time up, but he's left the yard three times in this series, four times in just 10 games with Corpus. Swings and sends a high pop foul out of play. 0-2. Right-handed hitter will be followed by Colin Price. And then Austin Deming. The man in the hole would be Colin Barber. Or would be, in this case, fourth up in this inning. Robles 0-2 pitch. Bounced foul toward and into his own dugout on the third base side. Count stays 0-2 to Encarnacion. Again, he's had an intriguing start with the Hooks. He's hitting .256. 10 hits. Four of them have been home runs. Boy, and the three in this series have been legit. 0-2 set. Pitch by Domingo. Breaking ball. Out towards second. Glove by Angeles. Soft line drive. Glove by Eusebio. It is one down in the fourth inning for Colin Price. Well, he will... Season, of course, ends today for the Hooks. Boy, for Colin Price. Hope he gets a chance to relax the next few days. He has caught every game in this series, a swing and a foul back. It's 0-1. Notice that when looked at the roster the first time, and of course you wouldn't normally have this, but he's the only catcher listed on the roster. I wondered if somebody else might, you know, take that spot, but no, it's been Colin Price every game in this series. 0-1 count to the right-handed hitter. Robles with the pitch, swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Austin Deming mentioned on deck. Hilliard Office Solutions, you find the solution. Great stuff from a writer named Bradford Doolittle. It sounds like a literary character of some sort, doesn't it? He's a baseball writer for ESPN.com and ESPN Plus. There's a great article right now. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. And steal just a tiny bit of it for a couple of pieces of pretty cool trivia. And in fact, I'm going to use the exact same question we used a couple of months ago. And it's all about hitting and batting average. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. And Colin Price out on strikes. Domingo with his fourth strike out of the ball game. Batter is Austin Deming. Walked and scored in the second. Guy who hit the walk-off home run last night. Drew a walk. And Colin Barber, and again on an 0-2 pitch, drove the ball out to right field to tie the game. Hounds have since taken the 3-2 lead. Deming fouls it back, and it's 0-1. We have Encarnacion and Deming, who have both brought a great deal of power to the Hooks lineup since arriving a little over a month ago for Deming and a couple of weeks for Encarnacion. Domingo bends one, but off the outside corner, one ball, one strike. Nobody on and two men down, bottom of the fourth inning. Hounds with a 3-2 advantage. Henry Bolte with the RBI single just minutes ago. One ball, one strike. Pitch down and away for ball two. 2-1 to count. Jordan Groshans, third baseman, shading the line noticeably at third. Set by Robles, and the two-ball, one-strike pitch to a dangerous hitter. That's down low, ball three. So, as he did against Deming in the second, Robles has gone 3-0 to the Hooks' third baseman. Comes set. Hands will lift. Drop down to the belt. Back up again, and the pitch. Breaking ball in a, boy, just high, maybe ball four. Second walk, both to Deming, and last time, remember, Barber tied the ball game with a two-run home run. So Colin Barber is the batter, Logan Cerny on deck, and pitching coach Paul Abbott now will make a visit to the mound. Well, again, asked this question about a couple of months ago, but it's really, he almost asked the question in his article on ESPN.com and ESPN Plus, in this case. Bradford Doolittle, terrific article. How many Major League Baseball hitters right now, entering play today anyway, how many are hitting 300 or better? And, of course, that used to be the gold standard. Apparently not anymore. How many hitters in all of Major League Baseball, both leagues, and, of course, this would be qualifying hitters, have to have the minimum number of plate appearances, how many are hitting 300 or better? Here's Colin Barber now with one on and two men down. Again, Barber, two-run home run his last time up. Having played solidly to pull big swing and a miss. Boy, he was looking for an encore performance, 0-1. Groshans is basically playing shortstop, is the Hounds' third baseman, and Winkler shading toward the middle, almost behind the bag. Angele is almost midway between first and second on the right side. Pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-1. One on, two men down. Hounds 3, Hooks 2. Colin Barber's home run is 8th. Lefty-lefty matchup. Robles set. 1-1 pitch. Way outside for a ball. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Domingo Robles from Imbert in the Dominican Republic. Same guy who was signed very young by the Pirates originally. Pitch swung on and popped foul out of play. It's 2-2. He was signed at age 16. 10 years ago. Pirates signed him as an international free agent to spend time with the Cardinals and Braves. Pitched at AA and AAA a year ago in the Braves organization. Before joining the A's as a free agent, here is a stretch and pitch, and that is bounced toward the first baseman, but foul. Count stays 2-2, so Barber hanging in there with one on and two men down. Hounds three hooks, two. And again, of course, the contrast in, I guess, what's going on in the minds of the players, certainly at least before the ball game. The 2-2 pitch, and that is punched foul out of play. Hooks are putting the finishing touches on what's been a really tough year. In fact, from a winning percentage, second worst in the Hooks history. Of course, there are always bright spots. Boy, like last night, got a walk-off home run by the guy at first base, Austin Deming. Colin Barber waits, 2-2, third time. Runner goes, pitch from Robles, swung on, set high in the air. Right side of the infield, Angeles on the dirt. Looking up. He'll glove it, and the inning is over. So this time Barber pops out, skies out to the second baseman. No runs or hits, no errors, and a man is left on base. Trivia answer and a second quick trivia question. Little part two, compliments of Bradford Doolittle. And we played 3.5 to the bottom of the fourth. We go. Check me. How about, shall we go to the top of the fifth? Because that's the next inning. I think that's a really good idea. To the top of the fifth we go. Hounds 3, Hooks 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight. And the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today. Or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Did some arithmetic, during the break there, and it turns out that, yes, when you finish four innings, the fifth is what's going to follow. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and go to the top of the fifth inning here. Oh, goodness. Last game of the season, regular season anyway. Not the last game for the Hounds. The Hounds have at least two still to play, and, of course, they will be in the postseason. Rock Hounds and the Frisco Rough Riders will get things going on Tuesday evening at Rocky Town. 6:30 will be our first pitch for that ball game. For the Rockhounds, top of the order in the top of the fifth. Denzel Clark leading it off for the third time in this game, in fact. First pitch swing, sends one inside the bag at first. That's a base hit. That's going to roll down the line. Denzel going to turn and lost his balance. He'll scramble back to the bag at first. Hope he's okay, and I think he is. You could just feel the wheels turning. Cerny was charging to get there. The ball was an inside-out swing down the first base line. And whether or not he could get to second base, and of course if he could, he was hoping to get in the scoring position. And I'm not sure that Denzel wouldn't have given it a go, but he lost his balance going around first, hit the deck pretty hard, scrambled back. By that time, the throw was already on the way to second, so he got back safely. And he's on at first base, nobody out. So two base hits for Denzel in this one. Brendan Malone swings and pops one up, third base side. Deming in foul ground waits, and he's got it. So a foul out for Brendan Malone. Last couple of times up, he's gotten a pitch that he seemed to have liked the looks of, but this time pops out. And that'll bring up Will Simpson. Will 0 for 2 in this one. Reached on an error his first time and got an RBI for doing it. Well, that ESPN article we're talking about, and again, the writer, Bradford Doolittle, doing a basically a piece of trivia that we did earlier this season. How many batters, qualifying batters in Major League Baseball, both leagues combined, are hitting 300 or better? Pitch outside for a ball to Will Simpson. And the answer, well, was 8 when he wrote the article 2 days ago. It's now 9. Brent Rooker of the A's has joined the group. 9 hitters in all of the big leagues are hitting 300. 9 of them. Throw to first base, boy, right down to the body, dribbles away. That ball got Denzel okay. Eric Fast is going to give a look. Rock has athletic trainer. I think the throw hit Denzel, so he's up now. I don't know if we'll get a second look at it. First baseman Luis Encarnacion, that's good sportsmanship, patting him on the back and making sure he's okay. That throw, I think, was in the dirt. I think it got Denzel a little bit, but apparently he's okay. 1-0 to Will Simpson, one man on. Will checks his swing, or did he? They might appeal that. Let's see. Well, we have a balk. Now we had a balk before the pitch, so it's still one ball, no strikes, and down to second goes Denzel Clark. By the way, when Denzel was at first, we've talked about this, Luis Encarnacion is the first baseman. He's 5'9". Denzel is not. He is 6'5". Will Simpson was just introduced at the plate with a 1-0 count. Thank you very much. So the balk. Denzel now at second, and Will takes outside for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. By the way, the 9 guys who are hitting 300 or better, Bradford Doolittle makes a brilliant point about the top 5 guys in the batting race. Off-speed pitch got there, outside corner at the knees, 2-1. Pretty good group. You could put about just 4 people almost off the street and win with this group. Bobby Witt Jr., how good is that kid? Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Aaron Judge. Here's the stretch and pitch way up and in, 3 balls, 1 strike. Luis Arraez and Jordan Alvarez, former Hook, by the way, he's Jordan. And the point that Doolittle made, and it's a brilliant article about the evolution of batting averages. I made that sound really academic. It is, but it's really entertaining. Swing and a foul back, 3-2. Full count to Will Simpson, first base open. But he said, and I'm going to quote him in the article because it's well written. He says, these trend-defying hitters are doing so while enjoying MVP-level campaigns. So you can hit 300 and do great stuff. Swing, fly ball, Simpson, right center field, drifting back with room. Cerny makes the catch. Denzel will tag, and he will go in head first. Well, that was a good throw by Cerny. That was right on the money on one hop. So Denzel Clark's uniform, I don't know what it weighs when it comes out of the wash and when it gets all nicely dried and everything. It weighs about 40 pounds right now. He's got so much dirt on him. I mean, D has played himself a ball game. So a runner at third, 2 men down. The batter is Shane McGuire. By the way, the other 4 guys hitting 300, Marcelo Zuna, Yainer Diaz, Jose Altuve, and as mentioned, Brent Rooker as of yesterday for the A's. 9 hitters hitting 300. Strike on the outside corner to Shane McGuire. Shane has singled, walked, and scored. A little follow-up, too, in that Bradford Doolittle article. He brought up just a sensational point. And again, talking about the evolution of batting average. Pitch right down the middle, 0-2. Boy, Shane McGuire looking at 2 pitches right down the chute, and he'll step out and talk to himself for a moment. Lead-off single from Denzel. Denzel now has 9 hits against the Hooks this year, 4 in the last game and a half. Had 2 yesterday, 2 today. Just one of those little, just an absolute anomaly within the baseball season. Hooks have just, until the last couple of games, really limited him. Pitch swung on tap back, and the pitcher will make the play nicely. Glove by Mancini. Comes to first base and underhands it. Good play by Mancini. No runs on a base hit. No errors. Runner left on at third base. So we are bound for the bottom half of the fifth inning. We are in Corpus Christi, Texas. In the middle of the fifth, the Rockhounds lead the Corpus Christi Hooks by the score of 3-2.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Left-hander Colton Johnson on the pitch for the Rockhounds. Four innings for Domingo Robles. And boy, it's been the same against Corpus Christi. He goes four innings, gives up only one hit, but two runs. He walked two. One of them scored because the hit was a two-run home run. Again, he's had just a really good whip against Corpus Christi, but boy, the Hooks have taken advantage of virtually every base runner they've had against the Rockhounds left-hander. And now Colton Johnson, lefty, out of the bullpen. First pitch outside corner, called strike to Logan Cerny. No balls in one strike. Cerny, Espinosa, and Ferreres, bottom third of the order in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Pitch from Colton will miss for ball one. One ball and one strike. Cerny popped out to second base, his first time up. Logan, right-handed hitter. Hounds 3, Hooks 2, last of the fifth. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded to second. Anjale is there and throws to first in plenty of time. Rebiel's been pretty busy in this ballgame. One away for Rolando Espinosa. Ball game in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Hounds with a 3-2 advantage. End of this inning, when we give you our game summary, tell you what's on the line if you're not aware. For the Hounds, here's Rolando Espinosa takes down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. That Bradford Doolittle article in ESPN brought up a really cool, I had no idea of this one. How many batters do you suppose is a swing and a fly ball center field? Denzel drifting to his left, and he will make the catch. Very shallow center. Espinosa pops out. Now, we're talking about guys who have played a good amount of baseball, a minimum of 3,000 plate appearances. There are a good number of guys certainly would qualify there, but just so you know, you're talking about bona fide and somewhat long-time big leaguers, so guys with a good amount of big league career. How many current 300 career hitters are there in big league baseball? Breaking pitch called, strike to Pasquinel Ferreres. Let's go between 0 and 30. It is not 30. Pitch down and away, one ball, one strike. Nobody on, two men down, bottom of the fifth inning. Rockhounds 3, Hooks 2. Colton Johnson in relief for the Rockhounds. Left-hander with the motion and the pitch, and sails one just high Fastball up and away. Two balls, one strike. Colton 6'4", 220. Illinois State University product and an Illinois native. Left-hander's 2-1 stretch and pitch. Fastball down, low ball, 3. Ferreras, a guy who can run a little bit if he gets on base. Has some power, too. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's got pop, has some speed. Zach Cole on deck for the Hooks. 3 balls, 1 strike. Colton's pitch swung on and missed. Boy, Ferreras had a rip. He was looking to do more, than get on base with that swing. Let's limit that answer down. Between 0 and 10, how many career 300 hitters are there in Big League Baseball? And again, these are guys with at least 3,000 plate appearances. So you're talking about guys with a good amount of track record for their career. And in fact, let's limit it more between 0 and 5. Full count, 3-2. Colton Johnson, pitch to Pascanel Ferreras, swung on and fouled away off to the right. Count is full again at 3-2. Well, I'll answer the question and see if you can. I don't know if you can guess them. I'll give you a hint on one. There are only two. Only two guys in Major League Baseball with 3,000 or more career plate appearances hitting 300 for their careers, and one of them right at 300. Ground to third. Groshans handled. Throw to first. Going to get him. Big reach by Simpson. They got him. What a play. Groshans throwing to first, and Will Simpson. Boy, if he was 2 inches shorter, I think maybe he can't get to that. Terrific play to get Ferreras, who runs well. 5-3 put out. Really good play by Groshans, and man, what a reach by Will at first. Trivia answer totals coming up. We played 5 in the regular season finale at the beach, and it is the Rockhounds 3 and the Hooks 2.
The to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Right-hander Jose Fleuti will come on to pitch for Corpus Christi in the sixth inning. Well, Rockhounds got 6 base hits in 5 innings against Joey Mancini. Boy, that is well over his normal number. He goes 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts for Joey Mancini. Fleuti, right-hander, will relieve him as we go to the 6th inning. Rockhounds lead the game 3-2 as we go to the 6th. Hounds 3 runs on 6 hits and no errors, 3-6-0. Corpus Christi 2 runs on 1 hit. That was a 2-run home run, 1 error. Rockhounds have left 4 men on base and hit into 2 double plays. Corpus has left 1 man on base. Yeah, they had only 3 base runners against Domingo Robles, but 2 of them scored on the 2-run home run. Caden Trankel leads it off, came into the game as a pinch runner for Brian Buelvas. And so Caden, who is now in left field, takes well inside. Ball one from Fleuti. For the Corpus Christi Hooks, it's very simple. This is the end of their 2024 season. For the Rockhounds, we know baseball will extend at least into next week. Pitch swung on, fly ball right center field, not deep. A little Bermuda Triangle possibility, but taking care of that is Logan Cerny, the right fielder. He will handle it between Ferreras, Espinosa, and Cerny. Second center and right, respectively, but Cerny got there in plenty of time. One away for Jack Winkler. Jack 0 for 2. The Rockhounds, in terms of the Texas League, again, share the best record in the league with the Frisco Rough Riders. Pitch high for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Both teams 83-54 going into play today. stretch, and the pitch is outside for a ball. It's two balls and no strikes. Flaherty's 2-0 to Winkler, swung on and missed. And after the pitch, a little bit up and out of the zone, maybe. And a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch at 77 miles per, and it's 2-2 count, two balls and two strikes. We'll check on the Frisco-Amarillo game in a few moments. Pitch to Jack will just miss for ball three. Fastball just down and away. Three balls, two strikes to Jack Winkler. And for the Rockhounds, the other goal, and it is significant. Here's the stretch and pitch down and away. Winkler draws a walk. Rockhounds have been running today. Denzel stole second and third in the first inning. And Henry Bolte stole third two innings ago. So let's see if Jack Winkler's going. Jack is a good base runner, 27 out of 32. The Rockhounds need a win to complete the best regular season in franchise history. They have one of the three best at this moment in time. Pitch down the middle, but low for a ball, 1-0. They will have a better winning percentage than the 2015 Rockhounds. That team went 83-57. The Hounds are 83-54. Runner goes, as we kind of thought, swinging a foul ball right side. This may be playable. Encarnacion giving a look. Nope, going to run out of room. That will find the screen. Boy, three guys there, two guys after that, big time. Colin Price, catcher, going after it as well. One ball, one strike. So the Hounds have the same number of wins as that tremendous 2015 team, which won the Texas League title. And the Hounds will be, no matter what, one of only two teams with a .600 winning percentage. And if they come up with a win today, they will pass the 2015 team in wins and would eclipse the 1975 Cubs for winning percentage. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw behind the runner is close. Getting back in is Winkler. It's 1-2 to Henry Bolte. One on, one out, 3-2 Hounds in the sixth. So last day of this regular season, while the playoff matchups have been determined and really for quite some time, still a lot on the table. Runner goes, pitch swung on and fouled at the dish. Second time, Jack has taken off, and Henry with a foul ball, so it's 1-2. Our trivia answer for you from a terrific ESPN article. Only two guys with 3,000 or more plate appearances have career 300 batting averages among active big leaguers. Only two. One of them is a former Hook. Pitch high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. A guy with Hall of Fame credentials and at least a decent-sized asterisk thrown in there as well. And the other is a superstar with the Dodgers. Throw over to first base. And back is Henry Bolte. Two balls, two strikes. Bolte, excuse me, the batter, Jack Winkler, the base runner, of course. Jack with a one-out walk. 2-2 to Henry. Jose Flaherty. Right-hander settles in the hands right above the belt. Stretch and pitch to Henry. Check swing. Did he go? Don't know. I'm kind of surprised they didn't appeal. Kind of flashed the bat. Now they do appeal, but nope. Three balls, two strikes. Just a little bit of a kind of a little wrist swing that didn't go very far. 3-2. Jordan Groshans on deck. Flaherty comes set. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. The throw through, and that is not going to be in time. Stolen base for Jack Winkler is 28th. So Henry Bolte out on strikes. Winkler with the Rockhounds' fourth stolen base of this game. Strikeout for Flaherty, so a walk and a whiff for the right-hander. And here's Jordan Groshans. Jordan 1-for-2, bounced to short in the second inning, single to center field in the fourth. Winkler the base runner with two men down. Flaherty two looks at the runner, now the pitch, settles in over the heart of the plate, 0-1. The only two active Major League Baseball players with 3,000 or more plate appearances who are hitting 300 for their careers, and one of them is right at 300. Swing, fly ball, center field. But plenty of room for Espinosa. He'll haul it in. Well, we'll get you that answer right on the other side of our audio scrapbook here. Rockhounds, no runs or hits, a walk and a steal. And Jack Winkler is stranded at second base. So to the bottom of the sixth inning we go. And after 5.5, it's the Rockhounds 3, the Hooks 2.
Without Vio Sergi Rosa, there would almost certainly not have been a four-peat or a three-peat of championships for the Rockhounds. In the 2016 division playoffs against an outstanding Corpus Christi team, the series was tied at a game apiece. In pivotal Game 3, it's the Hooks 5, the Rockhounds 3, with the bases loaded and two out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Vio lifts a high drive to right field. A few breathtaking seconds later, the ball lands on the right field berm, a walk-off grand slam. And it's the Rockhounds, not the Hooks, who take a 2-1 lead in the series. The Hounds, as you know, went on to claim their third consecutive title. In the 2017 division series, Vio sets a Texas League postseason record with 8 runs batted in a Game 1 win over heavily favored San Antonio. The Rockhounds would go on to defeat the Missions, advancing to their fourth straight title series. Game 5 of the championship versus Tulsa. Vio's first inning single drives in the game's only run as the Hounds complete a stunning turnaround to defeat the Drillers and complete the four-peat. In the 2017 postseason, the Rockhounds had 36 RBIs. Vio had 16 of them. He didn't play in the big leagues, but Vio was a fan favorite and holds a unique place in the franchise's history. And, all things considered, his walk-off grand slam stands as one of the most significant swings in the Texas League's 136 years.
Top of the order in the bottom of the sixth inning, Zach Cole will lead it off. Left-hander Colton Johnson back to work. First pitch down and away for ball one to the left-hander hitting DH. Jeremy Orocho and Luis Encarnacion will follow. 3-2 Hounds in the sixth. Talking about some franchise history with Vio Sergi Rosa. Franchise history on the line today. Pitch outside, ball two, 2-0. Hounds with a one-run lead. It's a 3-2 ball game. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and hit high in the air. Left field side, drifting toward the corner. Fair or foul, the question, and that ball is a foul ball. 2-1 to Zach Cole. Colton Johnson, a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Have a nice play by his corner infielders to conclude that inning. Faces Zach Cole leading it off. Cole 0-2, couple of strikeouts. Stretching pitch by Colton is way inside. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. And Zach Cole, outfielder by trade. He has been a DH almost exclusively for more than a month. Pitch from Colton is fouled straight back. Count goes full now. Three balls and two strikes. Don't know if anything that might limit him in terms of base running. He is, when he's healthy, really good base stealer. He's 14 out of 16. Infield hasn't played significantly to pull. Here's the 3-2, and the ball is sliced foul out of play. Still a 3-2 count. Yeah, boy, warm and, well, more than warm. It is flat out hot today. The heat index was over 100 at first pitch. And field in shadows, cloudy Sunday afternoon. Pitch swung on and missed, and Colton Johnson comes back and gets Zach Cole. And my goodness, that is 7 consecutive strikeouts for Zach Cole. One man down for Jeremy Orocho. Strikeout number 1 for Colton, number 5 for the team. That was a lefty-lefty matchup, and now I think the Hounds are going to go to the bullpen. Colin Palouse to be available today. That's going to be it for Colton, so he goes an inning and a third. And gets the left-hander to start this inning. I think Shohei Tomioka would be available today. And, in fact, Colin was warming early on. This would be Shohei coming on now. Colin Palouse would be available. Seth Elledge would be available today. So Shohei Tomioka on to pitch. With one out in the bottom half of the sixth inning of play. Colton Johnson would be the pitcher of record. Can't imagine any reason that he would not be. Came into the fifth inning with a 3-2 lead. Goes an inning in the third. Faces four, retires four, strikes out one. And Shohei on to pitch with one out in the sixth inning. Well, the only two guys who are hitting 300 for their careers with more than 3,000 plate appearances, meaning they have significant big league careers. One of them is a superstar for the Dodgers, and that's Freddie Freeman. And boy, he's a guy with tremendous power and yet a 300 hitter. He is right at 300 precisely. And the other is a former Corpus Christi Hook, and that is Jose Altuve. And he's a 307, so he is firmly ensconced at 300 or better. Freddie right on that number. Freeman hitting, I think it's 282 this year, which would be, I believe, a career low. And yet, and that puts him, I believe, in the top 10 in the National League. Really fascinating stuff. If you like a little historical perspective, Bradford Doolittle is the writer. It's on ESPN.com. I think it is ESPN Plus, to be honest. Not that I'm trying to, you know, get them any subscriptions, but it's a really good article by Bradford Doolittle. Now here's Jeremy Orocho. Takes down away, and that'll dribble back to the screen. One ball, no strikes. And Luis Encarnacion is on deck. And that's not a guy you want to face at all, but certainly not with anybody on base. Hounds 3, Hooks 2. Bottom of the sixth inning. Shohei's pitch swung on and missed. We get fastball at 92. One ball, one strike. Orocho has bounced to second and bounced to short. 0 for 2. Switch hitter batting left-handed against the Hounds right-hander Shohei Tomioka. Stretch and delivery just outside for a ball. 2-1. 2 balls and one strike. Boy, interesting deal. I mean, flat out crazy. Swinging a foul back 2-2. Mentioned up top in our broadcast this afternoon, Frisco Rough Riders have won the last two games at Amarillo. Two games. Combined score 33-6. Pitch fouled back. Count stays 2-2. Frisco has scored 33 runs in the last two games. They won 15-5 on Friday, 18-1 last night. Bottom of the sixth inning at Amarillo, no score. Baseball, I guarantee you, is flat out goofy. Stretch by Shohei, up and in, ball 3-2. Now, two things here. Orocho is a really good base runner. Now, I don't know that you would send him with Encarnacion coming to the plate, but he's a good base runner, really good speed, and Encarnacion has been a monster. Pitch, missed ball 4. Well, Shane, I will guarantee you that pitch did not miss by much. Shane McGuire started to come out of his crouch to throw it around the horn, and man, very few guys with a better idea of the strike zone, but that's one on now, and here is Luis Encarnacion. The Hooks have one hit in this game, and it was a two-run home run by Colin Barber after Austin Deming drew a walk in the second inning. And we have a pitch clock violation. And against whom? It is against the batter. So it's an 0-1 count to Encarnacion. Stretch by Shohei. Pretty good lead. Orocho runs. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw by Shane McGuire, and not going to be in time. A good throw right on the body, but Orocho steals the base. It's 0-2 to Encarnacion, but the Hooks, so they run a bunch. Arkansas has been absolutely crazy on the base paths. They have now taken over the AA lead. Corpus Christi is in the top 4. Rockhounds in the top 6. They've added 4 to that total today of the Hounds. pitch by Shohei, swung on, fly ball, right center field. Denzel loses the cap, makes the catch, runner tags. Oh, my goodness, turn, pivot, throw on a hop to third base. Hello, how are you, Denzel Clark? Well, I don't know that he hasn't actually matched Colby Thomas now in number of times the hat has come off. That baseball cap comes flying off a lot with both of those guys. Love watching both of them play, by the way. Really, truly do. Denzel made that play drifting into right center field. He turned about 270 degrees and fired a one-hop throw near the bag at third. Orocho not trying to move up. Good breaking pitch by Shohei. Called strike to Colin Price, 0-1. Bottom of the sixth, Hounds 3, Hooks 2. Now remember, Orocho flat out can fly. And he can go on contact here. One-run game, Price at the plate. Tomioka's 0-1 pitch. Right there in the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Fastball at 94 from Shohei. And a walk and a steal in the last of the sixth inning. Shohei set, high set. Delivery to Price is down and away with a breaking pitch. One ball and two strikes. Price, again, the Hooks catcher, which he has been in every game in this series. Flew out to center field in the second. Struck out in the fourth, both against starter Domingo Robles. 1-2 count. Set by Shohei. 1-2 pitch. Foul back. Count stays 1-2. Austin Deming and Colin Barber on deck and in the hole. Barber with a two-run home run in this game. Deming with a walk-off last night, a two-run home run. Price taps the dish, wheels the bat around a couple of times. Shohei looks in for the sign from Shane McGuire. One ball, two strikes. Looks at second one time. Now turns, 1-2 pitch. Got him! Swing and a miss and a breaking ball away. Shohei Tomioka, with the tying run in scoring position, that's the strikeout of Colin Price. So it's no runs or hits, a walk and a steal, and we go to the top of the seventh. My goodness, drama on this final day of the regular season. Rockhounds 3, Corpus Christi 2.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Top of the seventh inning, we go into the final, at least if scheduled as such, the final three innings of this regular season. Mentioned right at the top of the broadcast, anytime you have extra baseball, anytime you get playoff baseball, it is, of course, it's gravy. Those who have been around for a while know that in minor league baseball, winning is certainly, well, it's a really good thing. And a lot of us, I'm certainly one of them, thinks it really helps in development. And I know Gregorio feels the same way. In minor league baseball, you just never know. From season to season, casts of characters change, of course, so drastically. Not only each season, but within each season. So if you are fortunate enough to, A, be in a pennant race, that's gravy number one. If you, in fact, do well in that pennant race and get extra baseball, all the better. And then, of course, if you get to that ultimate, which you and I have seen six times in this era, well, that's the ultimate. Rockhounds here this afternoon, already with a playoff spot clinched, and trying along the way, again, for what would be the best regular season in the franchise's history. Uribiel Angeles leads it off, takes an off-speed pitch from Flaherty for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rockhounds 83-54. Swing and a miss by Uribiel on the count 0-2. They share the best mark with the Frisco Rough Riders, who all of a sudden are in a pitcher's duel at Hodgetown. That is crazy. Pitch swung on, rolled to third base. handled there by Deming. Fairly sharply hit on, not a good throw, but Encarnacion picked it beautifully. Backhand picked by the first baseman. Throw from Deming was low and on a hop. One man down. Here's Denzel. He's 2 for 3. Two singles, two steals, and a run scored. I don't know what kind of detergent they use in the clubhouse. I don't know where that's going to get washed, but they're going to have to get some extra out for Denzel. Man, he had been working today. First pitch to D, down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Boy, as he get to the final three innings of this season, thinking about it last night, pitched to Denzel, down and away for a ball. What a ride it has been. Out of the gate, he was the cleanup batter. Struggled just at the dish in general. Don't think it had anything to do with being the cleanup guy, but just struggled. Pitched way up and in for a ball, 3-0. Again, he and Gregorio worked for the better part of a week with Denzel out of the lineup. Didn't play except that as a pinch runner at one point. Basically sat out a week just working on stuff. Pitched down and away, ball 4. And, boy, 27 cents and 2 Cheerios box top says he's running. When he came back, Gregorio put Denzel in the number 8 spot, and he was there the majority of the season. When Cooper Bowman was called up to AAA, Denzel was put in the leadoff spot. I think G rotated 2 or 3 guys there early on, and then Denzel, again, was doing very, very well in that role as he had been in the 8th spot. And so he's been the leadoff batter. And obviously will be through the playoffs as well. When he came to the plate on May 5th, Denzel Clark was hitting 156. Since that time, coming into this game, he was hitting 297, and that's a significant number of ABs. He was 100 for 337. And he has a couple of base hits in 3 trips today, so he has basically been a 300 hitter since May 5th. That's just a great story. Now Brendan Malone. Swung at the first pitch his last 2 times. Takes here, down and in, ball 1-1-0. Drew a walk and scored in the first. Flew out to center in the third and popped out in foul ground to third base his last time up. Denzel extends the lead by about a quarter step. Not going. Pitch to Brennan. Down low. Ball 2. 2-0. Brennan Malone at the plate. Will Simpson on deck. Rockhounds 3. Hooks 2. Top of the 7th inning. Stretch and pitch by Flaherty. Backs up over the inside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. Hounds manufactured a couple of runs in the first inning. Henry Bolte, RBI single in the 4th, broke a 2-2 tie. Brendan Malone waits, stretch and pitch. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Boy, that line drive into the dugout. I'm guessing from the reaction, everybody's okay. Boy, that was right at the back end of the dugout, but I think he got out of the way. Hope so. Looks like. Yep, 2-2. Otherwise, there would be much more scrambling going on. 2-2 to Brendan Malone. Well, if Brendan were to get an RBI in the last 3 innings of this regular season, it would be 70 for the year. Leads the team with 69. Denzel runs, pitches swung on and missed. Here's the throw. Nope, that's up too high, and another steal for the big fella. Brendan Malone is out on strikes, but Denzel Clark in scoring position. That uniform just got even dirtier. I mean that as a baseball compliment. Steal number 3 in this game for Denzel, officially on the season, 36. I have no earthly idea why MLB and the official stat folks will not correct a lost stolen base from earlier in the season. I think we have one more chance to do that once the regular season ends. There's an off-speed pitch, swung on and missed by Will Simpson, 0-1. Second strikeout for Flaherty. He's walked 2. Struck out 2. Will Simpson 0-for-3 with an RBI. Denzel at second. One man down. Top of the 7th. 3-2 Hounds. Pitch swung on and missed. Chased one away, and it's 0-2. Well, big deep breath stands back in. Shane McGuire on deck. Hounds with a one-run lead, top of the seventh inning. No two stretch and pitch, breaking ball that's fouled away. Count is 0-2. And Will lost a 16-game on-base streak. Yesterday's game. He has been terrific since coming up from Lansing. Swings and pops this one up. This might be playable. Colin Price, yep, foul ground near the dish. Colin, yep, got it. And Will just kind of stands at home plate. So the inning will come to an end on the foul out to the catcher. No runs or hits, no errors. Man left on in scoring position. Boy, the Hounds would love to add to a one-run lead with a whole bunch on the line on this Sunday afternoon in Corpus Christi. A little trivia coming up for you. And if I get a chance, we'll answer a quick email regarding a little trivia we did yesterday, I think it was. We go to take me out to the ballgame time at Whataburger Field at the beach. Rockhounds 3, Hooks 2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Shohei Tomioka back to work. To the bottom of the seventh we go. Austin Deming, Colin Barber, the leadoff two. They are responsible for the Hooks' two runs in this game. Logan Cerny will follow. Deming, who had the walk-off home run last night, walked in the second inning, and Colin Barber followed with an 0-2 two-run home run to right field. Rockhounds, after that home run, tied it. Rockhounds came back, and Henry Bolte is the go-ahead RBI in this game, an RBI single from Henry in the fourth inning. 3-2 Rockhounds as Deming will come to the plate.
Moving on third baseman, number 12, Austin
Deming. Well, we'll do a little instant trivia for you. We're going to shift sports. It's outside for a ball from Shohei to Austin Deming. Deming walked twice against Domingo Robles. Domingo walked two batters, both of them Austin Deming. And again, the first of them turned into a run on the home run by Barber. Pitch to the corner, called strike on the outside edge, 1-1. And we've got a very nice email from a gentleman named Mike asking about a little bit of absolutely goofy stuff that we use for trivia. We'll sneak that in. Mike, if we get time, we'll do that for you. Backup pitch, lifted high in the air, shallow left center field. Denzel ranging in and over. He's got it for the out, very shallow left center field. So Deming this time pops out. One man down in the seventh, and the batter is Colin Barber. Two-run homer to his credit in this game. Instant trivia. Got this from ESPN last night. Just happened to have SportsCenter going while I was doing the post-game stuff at the hotel. What college football team, FBS, so the upper-level guys, what college football team holds the longest current win streak in the nation? Obviously covers more than one season. Called strike to Colin Barber, 0-1. What FBS team has the longest current win streak in the nation? What a crazy day yesterday, that's for sure. As a pitch drops down low for a ball, one ball, one strike. Georgia 13, Kentucky 12. Yeah, you saw that coming. Yeah, right. Oh, goodness. Here's the stretch now. Colin Barber waits. One ball, one strike. Pitch, and it's fouled away. 1-2. Give me one more pitch here. Longhorns went crazy. Aggies went crazy as well. Boy, state of Florida. Well, I guess my University of Miami is doing fine. The other two big guys down in Florida aren't. Well, isn't that something, what, 2-3 weeks into the season? And you got teams whose season is now basically lost. Here's the one ball, two strike stretch. Pitch to Barber up high for a ball from Shohei. 2-2. Logan Cerny on deck. Let's see what this AB turns into here with Colin Barber at the plate. 2-run home run in the second. Popped out to second base. His last time up. Pitch from Shohei. Got him with a swing and a miss. 93 in the fastball. Elevated a bit, and Barber swings through it. Shohei with a strikeout. That's his second. Batter is Logan Cerny. Well, they're pretty good. In fact, they're really good. But I don't really think they're the team that you would have guessed right away. University of Missouri has the longest FBS win streak going right now. It covers more than one season, of course, 7 games. Cerny swings ground ball out to second. Will Simpson makes the play. Shohei to cover. Will he get there? They get him. Yep, he is out. Boy, bang, bang, play. Will Simpson ranged to his right to make that play. Shohei really had to hustle to get there. Cerny runs well. And I think first base umpire Stephen Rios Jr. was just making sure that Shohei held on to the ball. But he did. The out recorded. The hooks go in order. So drama continues here, and boy, the Rockhounds hope they are closing in on franchise history, but 2 innings to go in a 1-run game. To the top of the 8th we go. Totals coming up after 7. Hounds 3, Hooks 2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
This ball game started just the way yesterday's did, not quite the same scoring totals, but the Hounds scored twice in the first inning in this game. And they scored once yesterday in the top of the first. The Hooks tied the game yesterday on a solo home run. They tied the game quickly in the second inning with a 2-run home run, Colin Barber, in this game. Shane McGuire drew a walk leading off the 4th. Brian Welbas singled. And Henry Bolte delivered an RBI single to left field, and that is the difference in this game. Rockhounds lead 3-2. Top of the 8th. Hounds again need a win. Set some franchise history. Pitch up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes to Shane McGuire leading it off here. Shane 1-for-2, single, a walk, a run scored, and he bounced out to the pitcher. Joey Mancini his last time up. Takes down the middle, but a low for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Caden Trinkle and Jack Winkler will follow in the Rockhounds' 8th inning. Hounds 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 3-6-0. Corpus 2 runs, 1 hit, and 1 error. Shane turns into that. Did he go? Nope, did not. 3 balls, no strikes. And against Domingo Robles, that has been the book for the Hooks. They haven't had a whole lot of base runners, but a bundle of them, good percentage have scored. Pitch a strike on the inside half, 3-1 to the Hounds catcher. Denzel Clark started the first inning with a single, a couple of stolen bases. Brendan Malone drew a walk. Pitch is fouled back, a little foul tip. Count goes 3-2. Will Simpson sent a ground ball to third base, was misplayed by Austin Deming. And Denzel scored from third on that. That run would have scored anyway, and then Hounds scored another run on a double play, so 2 runs in the first inning, really manufactured. Then the McGuire walked the Welbas single and the Bolte RBI single in the 4th. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, Shane fooled on that pitch up and away, and off-speed delivery gets him. Swinging strike 3. Didn't happen very often. A 3-0 count turns into a strikeout for Shane McGuire. 3rd strikeout for Jose Playuti. And here's Caden Trenko. Flew out to right. It is only a B. Replaced Brian Belvas as a pinch runner in the fourth inning. Delivery swung on and popped foul out of play. And the count goes 0-1. They are in the top of the eighth inning in Amarillo. And it is a scoreless game. That is crazy. Swinging a foul straight back 0-2. Of course, they had a series between the Hounds and the Sod Poodles earlier this season in which there were three shutouts in 3 days. The first by the Sod Poodles, the second and third by the Hounds. 0-2 pitch. Hard hit ball. Base hit! Toward the right field corner. Over to cut it off is Cerny. Trenkel going to turn for two. There will be a play. Throw on a hop. Slap the tag. Under the tag. Double for Caden Trenkel. Turned on that pitch and drove it, and great hustle. That was an 0-2 double toward the right field corner by Caden Trenkel. What a terrific at bat. First base hit allowed by Flaherty. Boy, that was a close play at second. Caden got down under the tag. Not ripping the cover off the ball, but he has been really good in his last 11 games, has Caden Trenkel, swinging a number off the end of the bat of Jack Winkler. It's 0-1. Jack 0-2 plus a walk and a steal. Runner in scoring position, top of the eighth inning, one man down. Boy, would the Rockhounds love to add to a one-run lead here. Stretched by Trenkel. Takes the lead, that is. Stretched by Flaherty, who gave him a long look and a swing and a miss on a pitch down and in 0-2 to the Hound shortstop. Henry Bolte, who has the go-ahead RBI in this game, is waiting on deck. Mentioned, by the way, again, the Frisco-Amarillo game. Frisco and the Rockhounds share the best record in the league at this moment. 0-2 stretch. Pitch swung on. Fouled back. Count still 0-2. Good protective swing by Jack. Reached for that a bit and fouled it back. In that game, by the way, Frisco, well, going, I think they're just going to the top of the eighth. Frisco, no runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Amarillo, no runs, 3 hits, 3 errors. 0-2 stretch, couple of glances, pitch, swung on and missed. Off-speed pitch, chased it up and out of the zone, and strikeout for Flaherty is his fourth. So, runner in scoring position, two men down. And the batter is Henry Bolte. He is 1-for-3, single, a steal, and that single drove in the tie-breaking run in the fourth inning. He struck out twice, sandwiched around the single in the fourth, struck out in the second and sixth. That's here, does Henry in the eighth inning. Takes down and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Hounds have activity in the right field bullpen. And that is Colin Palouse, who is warming up. Stretch and pitch by Flaherty is down and away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. So Colin continues to throw, so he almost assuredly will come on in the last of the eighth inning. Caden Trenkel, one out double into the right field corner. Henry Bolte, a 2-0 count. Long look at the runner. Flaherty comes to the plate. Pitch called strike to the knees. Henry reacted to that. Well, yeah, it looked a bit low than the get the kind of the instant quick instant replay, but called strike 2-1. Set by Flaherty, the right-hander with a couple of looks at the runner at second, delivers and ball swung on and missed. Good breaking pitch away. Good mix of pitches there, and the count goes 2-2. RBI for Henry with the Rockhounds, his 21st of this season. 73rd on the year overall, including Lansing. 2-2 is way outside, ball three. So 3-2, two men out, first base open. So the count will not affect the base runner. Jose Flaherty comes set, hands dropped between the letters and the belt. 3-2, Bolte waits, pitch to Henry, swung on and missed, he got it. pounds the bat. The end of the dirt does the pounds right fielder. So no runs on one base hit, no errors, and a man left on base. And my goodness, one run ball game. Hounds go to the bullpen. Colin Palouse is jogging in. And after 7.5, it is the Rockhounds 3, Corpus Christi 2.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Colin Palouse comes in out of the Rockhounds bullpen to face Rolando Espinosa. He'll lead it off in the last of the eighth inning. Hounds 3, Hooks 2. Collins' pitch swung on and missed. And a quick 0-1 count to Espinosa. He has bounced to second and flown to center field in this ballgame. Colin from the belt, right-hander against right-hander, 0-1 pitches, hard hit to shortstop, and right there is Winkler, makes the play, sets up, throws, low throw, handled by Will Simpson. One man down in the eighth. Well, Gregorio Petit, with a smile on his face today down in the clubhouse, said, he's asking me if I like the drama, and of course, well, the answer is yes, don't we all? But, of course, yesterday a walk-off home run broke a tie in the bottom of the ninth inning. And G just said, yeah, well, hey, we like the drama. We like it this way. All right. I'm going to get the Rolaids out. Bouncing ball foul, and it's 0-1. It is something. We're in the last of the eighth inning. Game 138, final game of the 2024 regular season. And the Rockhounds hold a one-run lead bidding for franchise history. I mean, that's about as tight as it gets. 0-1 count. Pitch from Colin. Outside corner at the knees. Called strike two. Pascanel Ferreira has struck out and bounced out on a really good play at third base by Jordan Groshans just to make the play. And then his throw was a little wide. And, boy, Will Simpson made a really, really good reach. Good stretch to get the out. Good play by both corner men. Palouse comes set. 0-2 count. Pitch to Ferreira outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Zach Cole is on deck. That's the top of the order. One man down, eighth inning. Colin Palouse comes set. Stretch to the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and he got him with a breaking ball away. Two men down, eighth inning. Top of the order, Zach Cole.
Designated hitter number 6, Zach Cole.
So Colin Palouse out of the bullpen. Shohei Tomioka, two innings, one walk, two strikeouts. Zach Cole 0-for-3 in the ballgame. Left-handed hitter. Rockhounds play him solidly to pull. Swing and a miss in the first pitch away, 0-1. Familiar against a left-handed hitter. The third baseman, Jordan Groshans, really becomes the shortstop. Shortstop Jack Winkler shading up the middle. Uribe Elanjale is about halfway between first and second on the just not quite the edge of the grass. A swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2 to Zach Cole. Fastball at 91. Left-handed hitter up there. Nobody on. Two men down. Bottom of the eighth, a one-run game. Pitch from Collin. Slice foul out of play. Count stays 0-2. Jeremy Orocho on deck. So if Cole does not extend the inning, Orocho, who has great speed, would lead off the bottom of the ninth inning. But right now, it's Collin Palouse and it's Zach Cole, and the count is 0-2. Pitch from Collin. Check swing down low. Did not go. A little check swing, but no, didn't go around. One ball and two strikes to count. Cole does have 10 home runs on the year, 36 driven in. One ball, two strikes. Pitch from Collin, fouled straight back. Hits the facade of the ballpark. Boy, that's not easy to do. It's the front edge of the roof. It kicks back near home plate. One ball, two strikes to count. 1-2. Palouse comes set one more time. One ball, two strike. Pitch got him. Swing and a miss. Zach Cole, boy, he has had a tough couple of days. That's 8 strikeouts in a row for Zach Cole. Collin Palouse with his second whiff and 8 innings in the books. And this remains a one-run ball game. My goodness. I don't know if it's good for you, but it's fun. To the top of the ninth we go. Hounds 3, Hooks 2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth on the final day of the regular season. Jordan Groshans, Eurybio Angeles, and Denzel Clark to face Jose Fleury. Hounds 3, Hooks 2. Jordan 1-for-3 with a single. Fleury's pitch. Down and away for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Fleury came on in the sixth inning. Got a piggyback start. Right-hander's pitch finds the inside half of the plate for a strike. 1-1. Do a little change up in, and count goes a ball and a strike. 1-1 pitch. Jordan takes high and tight for a ball. 2-1. In the Corpus Christi ninth inning, Jeremy Orocho, Luis Encarnacion, who has 3 home runs in the first 5 games of this season, or series, excuse me, and then Collin Price, a swing and a foul back. 2-2 to Jordan Groshans. Seth Elledge is warming. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch down and in, 3-2. And I think that would be, I might be overlooking somebody. Lincoln Hensman might be able to pitch. He's swinging a foul straight back, clips the top of the screen, still 3-2, just looking at available arms. Hounds yesterday by design. Ryan Cusick went two innings, and then Tyler Baum pitched the eighth and on into the ninth, gave up the walk-off home run against him. 1-2 pitch. That ball hammered to left field by Jordan Groshans. That's way out of here, baby. Sidewalk souvenir long gone. Hounds have extended the lead in the top of the ninth inning. It is 4-2. Jordan Groshans' third home run as a Hound. And that ball got out of here right now. On a 3-2 pitch, Jordan Groshans puts the Hounds up by two. And maybe a step closer to franchise history with his third home run, 19th ribby in a Rockhounds uniform. It is a 4-2 ball game. Yuridia Lanjale stands in. It's inside for a ball, 1-0. Hounds had some opportunities since the Bolte RBI single broke a two-all tie in the fourth. Pitch up high ball, 2-2-0. Denzel led off with a single in the fifth, got the second on a balk. Jack Winkler a walk and a steal with one out in the sixth. Swinging a fly ball to right field, not deep, coming on is Cerny. Drips toward the line, makes the catch, one down in the top of the ninth inning. A one-out walk and a steal by Denzel in the seventh. One-out double by Caden Trankel in the eighth. So Hounds had a runner in scoring position in the fifth, again sixth, the seventh, and the eighth. Did not come up with anything in those four opportunities, but Jordan Groshans on one swing brings a run across. Denzel lines one foul, 0-1 the count. Denzel Clark, 2-for-3. Two singles, a walk, a run, three stolen bases. Officially at 36, although he's missing one on the stat sheet. Might have one more chance to pursue that. Won't go any further with that. We'll make the old broadcaster grumpy. One ball, one strike. Check swing. Fooled on that pitch by Flaherty. It's 1-2. Base is empty, one down, but one run in the eighth. Again, Rockhounds over, especially one of the last couple of weeks, I think it's kind of just jumped out, gotten contributions from a lot of different people. Here's the 1-2. Chopper toward third base, making the play Deming. He'll have to hurry a little bit, and he does, and Denzel is out. 5-3 put out. Deming handles that one nicely. Two away for Brendan Malone. 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored all the way back in the first inning. Will Simpson would be next here in the Rockhounds' ninth inning. Rockhounds 4, Corpus Christi 2. Malone takes, high strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike to the Hounds. Designated hitter. Played both corner infield spots, has played second base. 0-1 stretch, pitch by Flaherty. Strike called outside half, 0-2. Corpus Christi ninth inning, Orocho, Encarnacion, and Price, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Austin Deming would be fourth, and again, he's a very dangerous hitter as well, and Colin Barber is homered in this game, and he would be fifth. 0-2 count, Brennan waits, pitched by Flaherty. We bounced up there, got the, that just ain't right, man, got the catcher, Colin Price. Colin, as mentioned, has been behind the plate throughout this entire series. Man, I hope somebody gets him a cold beverage of his choice after this ball game because, man, he's caught all week, and then he gets kind of clipped by that pitch in the ninth inning. And now another one. Wow, come on. That just isn't right. Two balls, two strikes, couple of pitches in the dirt. 2-2 to Brendan Malone. Again, Seth Elledge warming for the Rockhounds for the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Oh, foul tip. And that got Colin Price. Boy, just goes and kneels on his right knee. Just maybe catching his breath. I would guess home plate umpire Clay Williams is going to give him a moment. My goodness. I mean, that's tough any time. You got clipped by three consecutive pitches, but when you've been behind the plate all week, and today is the hottest day of the bunch, man, that's tough. 2-2 pitch, swung on, fly ball, high and deep to left field. This has got a chance at his back near the wall. It's gone! Brennan Malone with a sidewalk souvenir to left center field. How about this nice round number? Just took over the team lead with 15 home runs. Touch that dish, young man. RBI 70 for Brennan Malone. A pair of solo home runs in the ninth inning. Malone got down in the count 0-2. Fouled a couple of pitches away and knocks the ball out of the ballpark. This is in the mound from pitching coach Sean Buchanan. The Rockhounds lead 5-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Final game of the regular season. Three outs away, perhaps. Those outs are converted. Three outs away from the best regular season in the franchise's 53 years. By the way, Frisco has taken the lead at Amarillo. 2-0, top of the ninth inning. Rockhounds lead here. If the two scores hold, the top two teams in the Texas League will meet beginning Tuesday in a best of three, which ought to be one terrific series. Very reminiscent of 2015 and 2016 when these teams, these franchises, the Rockhounds and Corpus Christi met in the South Division Championship Series back-to-back years. The difference there and this year is the two teams in the North are also really, really good. Playoffs have, well, it's got to be the best lineup in terms of regular season records in a long time. Now, here's Will Simpson. Two runs across. Chopper, third base. To his left, Deming makes the play and the throw. Inning over. But the Rockhounds get two solo home runs, and a 3-2 game is now a 5-2 game to the bottom of the ninth. Two runs, two hits, no errors, nobody left. Jordan Groshans and Brennan Malone go deep. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Seth Elledge jogging in from the Rockhounds bullpen into the bottom of the ninth. Franchise history, perhaps. We shall see when we come back. Hounds 5, Hooks 2.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Last half of the ninth inning in Corpus Christi, Texas. The Rockhounds opened their season here. Took three games, in fact, all three in that short mini-series to open. Got right back on the bus and headed home, by the way. And so now, 138 games later, the Rockhounds go to the last of the ninth inning with a 5-2 advantage. And bidding to write a brand new chapter in our franchise's 50-plus years. Talk about a history that is more than a half century. And it's just all the more remarkable. Not in the books just yet. Here's Jeremy Orocho. He is 0-for-2 with a walk and a stolen base. Has bounced out twice. Seth Elledge on the mound. Right-hander's pitch. Back door, but wide. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. And again, dangerous bats coming up. Luis Encarnacion, 3 home runs in the series on deck. Orocho batting left-handed, cheating into third is Jordan Groshans. Pitches high for ball 2, 2 balls, no strikes. Jordan maybe a step off the grass at third base. Orocho is a guy that has great speed. The 2 home runs, of course, changed the complexion of the game a little bit anyway. 2-0 pitch. Oh, it's high, ball 3. So 3 balls, no strikes. Outfield not deep for Orocho, has just 1 home run. No way he swings here. 3-0 pitch, called strike, 3-1. Stolen base in the 6th inning for Orocho was his 34th in 39 attempts. Set by Elledge, 3 balls, 1 strike. Pitch swung on, set in the air, center field. Denzel is there, to his right, makes the catch, one man down. 3-0 count turns into a 3-1 flyout. Here is Luis Encarnacion. And again, the 2 solo home runs in the top of this inning for the Rockhounds. This guy otherwise would have been the tying run. And again, he is playing in his 11th game for the Corpus Christi Hooks. He has 4 home runs and has hit 3 in the first 5 games of this series. But with the 2 home runs for the Hounds, it's a 5-2 game. Pitch by Seth, strike outside half of the plate, 0-1, little check swing, but that was a called strike, 0-1. Colin Price on deck. Sunday afternoon in Corpus Christi, Texas. 0-1 set, pitch by Seth, fouled back, it's 0-2. One of the cool things about what is unfolding, or well, it is unfolding. One way or another, it is unfolding. The fact that, field staff and the guys are really, really aware of what they are attempting to accomplish. And again, not putting the cart before the horse. Pitch down and away, 1-2. Encarnacion, right-handed hitter. Facing Seth Elledge on out of the Rockhounds bullpen. 1 inning for Colin Palouse. 3 up, 3 down, 2 strikeouts. Pitch way up high. Ball 2, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seth Elledge, 10 saves in 14 opportunities on this season. Right-hander set. Pitch swung on, fly ball, center field. Denzel going back, still back, over the shoulder, got it on the track. Cushioned himself into the fence, cordoning off the Corpus Christi bullpen. Denzel Clark, that's appropriate. 2 outs in this inning, both finding Denzel's glove. That one, the ball was well hit. I guess we're going to see Encarnacion next season, man. He is, he's 5'9", 170, the powder keg at the plate. 2 men down for Colin Price. 2 outs, last of the 9th. 5-2 Hounds. Elledge pitch. Outside corner called strike, 0-1. Price has flown to center field, struck out twice. Cleanup hitter, Hooks catcher, 0-1 count. Seth Elledge pitch. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball away. It's 0-2. And Price will ask briefly now for time. Of course, for Colin Price, he's just trying to extend this game. Of course, has no idea what's on the line for the Hounds. Steps back in, 0-2 count, 2 out, bottom of the 9th inning. Hounds 5, Hooks 2. Stretch by Elledge. Look, set. Leg kick and a pitch, way low and outside for a ball, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seth, baseball behind his back, fidgets with it a bit as he looks in for the sign from Shane McGuire. A ball and 2 strikes. Last of the ninth, Price waits. Pitch by Elledge. Fouled away. Do it again on one and two. Austin Deming, who is a very dangerous hitter, waiting on deck. But there are two down in the inning. A pair of solo home runs in the top half of this inning. Jordan Groshans, Brennan Malone. Padding that lead. One ball, two strikes, second time. Stretch by Elledge. The look. Stretch and pitch. Popped in the air. Uribe Alonjuelez. Ball game and franchise record. Oh, man, the reaction to the dugout is exceptional. The Rockhounds have just set a franchise record for the best single season in 53 years of this franchise's existence. And there are handshakes and hugs in that dugout. Oh, man, that is just cool to see. Daryl Kennedy and Gregoria Petit, Eric Fast, Paul Abbott. Boy, and the Rockhounds will finish this season 30 games over 500. Oh, man, just got the fist pump from G from downstairs. Man, that gave me chills, man. 84-54. A 6.09 winning percentage. Most wins and the best winning percentage ever. Watching the high five line, and it's high fives and hugs this time around. Man, I think that's just absolute what this game can be all about. That journey and G meeting each one of his players with a high five and a hug, and every one of those guys knows they were made very aware of what they were attempting to accomplish and what they have accomplished. My watching the high five line is not good radio, forgive me, but it is, boy, impossible not to. Gregorio and I came up with the word remarkable. They are remarkable. And in the regular season, they are the best ever. Congratulations to Gregorio again, to Paul Abbott, Rockhounds pitching coach, Juan Delaney, hitting coach, Daryl Kennedy, assisting hitting coach, and of course, longtime manager in the minors, Jake Kostaitis, the sport performance coach and the athletic trainer of the year in the Texas League, Eric Fast, and all the guys in that locker room. Boy, and the reaction from G and from the guys, just absolutely everything you need to know. Something special on a Sunday afternoon in Corpus Christi. Rockhounds 5, Hooks 2. Totals coming up right after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime.
Woo!
The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 5 runs on 9 base hits and no errors, 5-9-0. And by the way, a number, and there's so much going on, in obviously in this game, so much on the line. And I know I've given you the totals a bunch of times. The Rockhounds didn't get a shutout today. They gave up 2 runs. They allowed 1 hit. And it was a 2-run home run. 1 base hit in this game. And normally, of course, that would have been right up top in terms, I guess, of any kind of recap. And I don't think I gave it enough attention. The pitching has just been exceptional. Rockhounds lead all of AA, in fact, in earned run average coming into play today. Top 2 in whip and opponent average. And today for the Corpus Christi Hooks, again, 2 runs on 1 hit, a walk and a home run in the second inning, the 2 runs. 1 error for the Hooks in this game. Rockhounds left 7. The Hooks stranded 2. Home run by Colin Barber tied the game at 2-2 in the second inning. He is 8th of the year. And the Rockhounds really helping with some insurance runs, and boy, really changed the complexion considering who came to the plate in the ninth inning. Jordan Groshans his third with the Rockhounds on the year, solo leading off the ninth. And Brennan Malone, and I mean, you talk about perfect, just perfect parts of this chapter. Brennan Malone takes over the team lead in home runs. Now, the guy who took over the lead from Colby Thomas hadn't played for the Hounds in 2 months. That's how special Colby was. And it was his 70th RBI, and that is also a team-leading total. So Brennan Malone's home run also helps to seal the deal for the Rockhounds. Let's see if the official box it is up. Colton Johnson does get the win. I assumed that he would, but wanted to make sure. He is 2-2, 2.25 ERA. He has quietly been just outstanding. Joey Mancini takes the loss, 5-4 with a sub-2 ERA, 1.88. And Seth Elledge picks up his 11th save in 15 opportunities on the season. 3,045 on hand in 2 hours, 22 minutes of baseball daylight time. And again, the number, I'm just going to double check, see if they are final at Amarillo. So Frisco shuts out the Sod Poodles, outscored them 35-6 this weekend. The Rockhounds will share the league's best record with Frisco, and those teams meet in a 2-out-of-3-game series beginning Tuesday. My, oh my. No one has to share, the Hounds rather have to share with no one, their 84-54 record, which is the best ever in a single season in the franchise's 53 years. Accomplished here today. Second half, 44-25 for this team. By the way, they win 40 games in both halves, and that alone, really tough to do. We'll come back, take a second look, pack the bags, heading for home, but not heading for the offseason just yet. No way, no how. Boy, is there some baseball still to come. From Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas, final score this afternoon, the Rockhounds 5 and the Hooks 2.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Boy, just something about it, the fact that we started this season here in Corpus Christi and also finished it here. Third visit, this one, the first 6-game set after a couple of quick 3-game visits to the beach. But the place where it started is the place where it concludes, and it concludes in historic fashion with the Rockhounds again writing a brand new page in the franchise's history. And from here on out, of course, baseball season not over. The playoffs are going to be a bat of an eye, but it's going to be a terrific bat. Rockhounds and Frisco, two best teams in the league in overall record. And again, Arkansas and Springfield, two best teams by far and away in the North Division, and just really just barely behind the Rockhounds and Rough Riders. Far and away, four best teams in the Texas League will be the final four and go to the playoffs. Arkansas will host Springfield on Tuesday. The Rockhounds will host Frisco. And then Springfield and the Rough Riders will host games 2 and 3 as needed, with the two division champions then meeting in the 2-out-of-3-game Texas League title series. So the Rockhounds 84-54. And in this game, took a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. Denzel Clark, who had a terrific game. He went 2-for-4, plus a walk, stole 3 bases, scored a run. He singles, steals second, steals third. Brendan Malone draws a walk. Will Simpson reaching on an error to the third baseman, Austin Deming. And on that play, Denzel scores. He would have scored anyway. And the Hounds will then score a second run on a double play. Took a 2-0 lead. It didn't last long. The only hit Corpus Christi got in the game came in the second inning after Austin Deming drew a walk. Colin Barber on an 0-2 pitch, of all things, drives the ball out to right field, ties the game at 2 apiece. That would be the last hit the Hooks get. The rest of the way, and again, so much to focus on today, normally would have paid a whole lot more attention to this, but the last 7 innings of this game, Corpus Christi had 2 base runners, 2 walks, and that was it. Domingo Robles went 2 more innings after, 2 2/3 after giving up the home run, gave up just a walk. Colton Johnson went 1 inning, actually went, am I cheating him? Colton went 1 1/3, forgive me, that's right, forgive me, went 1 1/3 in this ball game. Went the 5th and the 6th, face 4, retired 4, there we go, that sounds more like it. Shohei Tomioka, 2 innings, gave up a walk and a couple of strikeouts. And Colin Palouse, 1 inning, and Seth Elledge, 1 inning in this game. The win goes to Colton Johnson. Shohei gets the hold, so does Colin Palouse, a hold, and Seth Elledge, as mentioned, the save. But the Rockhounds pitching staff, which has been so good, leads all of AA in ERA coming into this game, and that, I would imagine, will continue. Just 2 base runners after the second inning and only 1 hit in this game. The go-ahead and game-winning run, Shane McGuire, a walk leading off the 4th, Brian Buelvas a single, Henry Bolte, a 2-out RBI single to left field, and that made it a 3-2 game. Stayed 3-2 until the solo home runs by Jordan Groshans and by Brendan Malone in the top of the 9th inning, and that closed it off 5-2, the final. Rockhounds and Frisco Tuesday at Momentum Bank Ballpark, 6:30 first pitch. I know it's a weeknight and all of that good kind of stuff, but boy, this has been a special season. Rockhounds, well, that first game, of course, it's a best of 3 series. First game is so very important. It's going to be a quick series, that's for sure, but love to have you come out to Rocky Town and lend your support to a team that has been absolutely, well, the word GI came up with, remarkable. 6:30 first pitch at Momentum Bank Ballpark on Tuesday night. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards in Corpus Christi, Texas. Regular season over. Second season begins. Man, something special indeed. Our final score today, the Rockhounds 5, the Corpus Christi Hooks 2. And until Tuesday, we'll say so long, Red. So long, Leo. So long, Mr. Scully. And so long, my friends, from Whataburger Field at the beach.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.